啊，今天的题目是天国的视线，然后它的主题是审判。
The message, the topic of today's message is the consummation of the kingdom of heaven, and it's about judgment.
所以让我们来看这段经文，马太福音第十三章第四十七节到第五十。
So let's look at the scripture, Matthew chapter 13:47-50.
马太福音第十三章第四十七节，这个是主耶稣所说的话。啊，天国好像网撒在海里，聚拢各样水族，网聚满了，人就拉上岸来，坐下，捡好了收在。器具里，将不好的丢弃了。世界的末日也要这样，天使要出来，从义人中把恶人分别出来，丢在火炉里，在那里必要哀哭切齿了。
This is the word of God. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a dragnet cast into the sea, and gathering fish of every kind.And when it was filled, they draw it up and on the beach, and they sat down and gathered the good fish into containers, but the bad they throw away. So it will be at the end of the age. The angels will come forth and take out the wicked from among the righteous, and will throw them into the furnace of fire. In that place, there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth.
在主耶稣的比喻里，这个天国或者神的国这个主题经常出现在新约圣经里面。
In the parable of our Lord Jesus Christ, the kingdom of God or the kingdom of heaven appeared often.
我今天所看这段经文是其中之一。
And this parable that we just looked at is one of them.
我天国是一个领域。
The kingdom of heaven is a realm.
我们在这个领域里面，主耶稣做主又做王。
And in this realm, Jesus Christ is also the Lord and also the King.
那么目前这个天国是一个属灵的领域。
And at the present time, this kingdom of heaven is a spiritual realm.
那么主耶稣描述这个天国是一个无形而且看不见的一个领域。
The kingdom of heaven described by our Lord Jesus Christ is intangible and also invisible.
所以当法利赛人问主耶稣天国什么时候到来的时候，
So when the Pharisees asked Jesus, when is this kingdom of heaven going to be here?
所以主耶稣就在这个路加福音第十七章二十节到二十一节这么说。
And so Jesus told them in Luke chapter 17:20-21.
所以神的国几时来到？耶稣回答说，神的国来到，不是眼所能见的，人也不得说看哪在这里，看哪在那里，因为神的国就在你们心里。
The kingdom of God is not coming with signs to be observed, nor will they say, "Look, here it is," or "There it is." For behold, the kingdom of God is in your midst.
那么在约翰福音第十八章三十六节，主耶稣说，我的国不属这个世界。
And then in John 18, Jesus said, My kingdom is not of this realm.
我们换句话说，这个属灵的领域和眼睛看不见的国度不是一个具体的国度。
And so, in another words, this spiritual realm is something you cannot see, and it is also, it is not a concrete, kingdom.
然后跟这个世界没有关系。
It has no relationship to this world.
但是这个属灵的领域还有这个眼睛看不见的国度有一天将会实现。
But this spiritual realm and this invisible kingdom one day will appear.
那么当主耶稣再来的时候，圣经这么说。
And when Jesus returned, the Bible said,
那么世上的国成了我主和主基督的国，他要做王，直到永永远远。
The kingdom of the world has become the kingdom of our Lord and of His Christ, and He will reign forever and ever.
那么天国的视线有两个阶段。
There are two stages to the appearance of the kingdom of God.
然后第一就是神要这个地上设立一个千年的国度。
The first stage is God is going to establish the millennium in the world.
啊，以耶稣基督自己做王。
And Jesus Christ will be the king.
那么第二之后，他将会带来一个新天新地。
And the second stage is afterwards, then he will bring forth the new heaven and new earth.
那么除此之外，啊，当天国实现的时候，耶稣要带来这个审判。
And besides that, the kingdom of heaven also bring forth judgment.
所以主耶稣在这个马太福音第十三章讲了这个比喻。
So Jesus told of this parable in Matthew chapter 13.
他说天国又好像撒网在海里，起笼各样水族。
Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a dragnet cast into the sea and gathering fish of every kind.
然后网系满了，人就拉上岸来坐下。捡好的收在器具里，将不好的丢弃了。
And when it was filled, they drew it up on the beach, and they sat down and gathered the good fish in the containers, but the bad they threw away.
然后主耶稣以一个捕鱼的方法来描述这个天国。
So Jesus used catching fish to describe the kingdom of heaven.
然后捕鱼为生是主耶稣的时代其中的一个行业。
Fish catching is a profession, very popular during Jesus' time.
所以在福音书里面我们可以看到渔夫捕鱼的事情。
So in the gospel, we see, we saw what the fishermen, do.
那其实主耶稣其中有一些门徒是捕鱼为生的。
So some of the disciples of Jesus were fishermen.
那么考古学家在1986年的时候在加利利海发现这个很完整的一个渔船。
In 1986, archaeologists discovered a complete, fishing boat in the Sea of Galilee.
然后这艘船就是主耶稣时代渔夫用来捕鱼的船。
And it is dated to the time of Jesus.When Jesus was on earth.
那么船长大概有十米。
The length of the boat is about 10 meters.
宽大概有三米。
Its width is 3 meters.
这艘被考古学家发现的船。
This, fishing boat that was discovered by the archaeologist.
那么很可能就是当时彼得跟一些门徒所使用类似的一些渔船。
It is possible that it's the similar boat thatPeter, used when they were fishing.
如果你看过渔夫捕鱼的话
,If you have ever seen fishermen fish,
可能你见过这种捕鱼的方法
,Maybe you have seen this, way to fish.
那个渔网是一个长方形的渔网。
The net itself is a rectangular one.
它深大概有两米。
The depth is about 2 meters.
它长呢大概有大约有100米。
The length is probably about 100 meters.
然后上面都是这些浮子。
And on top, there are floats.
然后下面都是那些重物。
And in the bottom, there are weights.
然后渔夫就把这个网放在海里面去。
And so the fishermen will cast this net out.
由一只或者两只渔船把这个渔网在海上拉。
And so one to two boat will pull this net.
然后渔网就形成一个网罗。
And so then the net became a trap.
那么使到海里的鱼都掉进这个网罗里面。
And all the fish fell into this net.
那么记住这个渔船渔夫就把这个渔网拉上岸。
And so then, the fishermen would pull this net all the way to shore.
当这个网被拉上岸的时候。
And when they pulled the net to shore,
渔夫就把这些捕到的鱼把它分类。
They will then pick the fish, accordingly.
那么按照旧约圣经有些鱼是不洁净的。
And according to the Old Testament, some of the fish is, classified as unclean.
不能吃，因此要把它们丢掉。
They cannot eat it and therefore they have to throw them away.
然后其余的就拿到市场去卖。
And the rest they will take it to the market to sell.
所以在加利利海大约有24种不同种类的鱼。
In the Sea of Galilee, there are around 24 different kinds of fish.
啊，有些鱼可以吃。
There are some fish they can eat.
啊，有些鱼不可以吃。
Some of them they cannot eat.
那么犹太人立法要求那些不可以吃的鱼必须要把它丢掉。
And in the law of the Israelites, the unclean fish they must throw them away.
啊，有这个鱼鳞还有这个鱼鳍的鱼才可以吃。
Those fish that has fins and scales they can eat.
啊，没有鱼鳞还有没有这个鱼鳍的鱼不可以吃。
Those fish that does not have scale or does not haveAnd does not have fins, they cannot eat.
因为这些鱼不洁净。
Because they are unclean.
其实不止犹太人，伊斯兰教徒也不吃没有鱼鳞的鱼。
Actually, not only the Jews don't eat this kind of fish, Islam people don't eat them either.
然后我在念小学的时候经常去钓鱼。
When I was in elementary school, I go fishing all the time.
那么有一次我跟一位马来人一起钓鱼。
One time I went with a friend who is Islam.
The Malay, 马来人都是这个伊斯兰教徒。
And they are all Islamic.
那么钓鱼的时候他钓的一只鱼没有鳞的。
And while we were fishing, he caught one fish that does not have any scales.
这种鱼它的名字叫做伊甘憨杜。
And the name is called 伊甘憨杜。
这个是马来话，就是鬼鱼的意思。
It's actually Malay and it meant ghost fish.
啊，马来人不吃这种鱼。
The Malaysians don't eat this kind of fish.
啊，因为没有鳞啊。
Because they don't have scales.
啊，他就把这些鱼送给我。
And so he gave me that fish.
啊，其实对于我来说，这个是好鱼来的。
To me, it is a very good fish.
啊，是一种很贵的鱼。
And it's a very expensive fish.
所以这个。稗子跟麦子的比喻跟这个撒网的比喻有点相似。
Is there a similarity between this parable and a parable of the weeds and wheat?
啊，但也有一点不同。
But there is a little difference.
啊，相似的地方就是稗子和麦子的在收割的时候。
The similar place is.During harvest.
也就是天国要示现的时候。
And it is when the kingdom of heaven appears.
Realized. 将会把他们分开。
And they will be separated.
稗子就被烧掉。
The weeds will be burned.
麦子被收在这个仓库里面。
And the wheat will be harvested.
那么同样的这个撒种的比喻也会把这个好的鱼跟不好的鱼把它们分开。
And so with the fishing parable, they will separate the good fish and the bad fish.
那么好的鱼就收起来。
The good fish they will, harvest.
不好的鱼就把它们丢掉。
The bad fish they will throw them away.
所以不同的就是稗子和麦子的比喻谈到撒旦和神的国度还是或者神的子民他们共存在一起。
The difference is in the parable of the weeds and wheat, Satan and God's people coexist.
当审判的日子到来的时候。
But when it is time for judgment,
那么神将会把得救的人还有那个恶者或者撒旦把他们分开。
God will separate those who are saved and Satan and his followers.
但是这个撒网的比喻把这个好的鱼还有不好的鱼分开。
But in the parables of this, of this fish, they separate the good fish and the bad fish.
是指把得救的人和不得救的人在审判的日子把他们分开。
And it's talking about when judgment comes.The good, the saved people and the unsaved will be separated.
所以撒网的比喻跟这个得人如鱼这个观念有点关系。
So this parable, is similar to the phrase fish of man.
所以在马太福音第四章第十九节这么说。
And in Matthew chapter 4:19 it says,
耶稣对门徒说来跟从我我要叫你们得人如鱼一样。
And he said to them, follow me, and I will make you fishers of men.
所以撒网的比喻说明被捕在网里的鱼有各种各样的鱼。
And so in this parable, it talks about there are different kinds of fish in the net.
啊，有好的鱼，也有不好的鱼。
There are good fish, there are bad fish.
啊，好的鱼就把它保留起来。
The good fish they will keep.
啊，不好的鱼把它们丢掉。
The bad fish they will throw away.
所以在网里的鱼可以说是那些听了福音的人。
So the fishes that are in the net represent those people who have heard the gospel.
啊，进入教会的人。
They have joined the church.
所以教会里面有各种不同的人。
So in a church, there are different kinds of people.
啊，有些是好的。
There are some good people.
或者说有些是得救的。
Or we should say there are some saved people.
啊，有些不好的，或者说有些不得救的。
There are some bad people, or we should say they are unsaved.
啊，记得我讲了这个撒种的比喻的，啊，还记得吗？
Remember the parable of the seeds?
那么撒种的比喻也说明，不是所有领受神话语的人都得到神的救恩。
And in that parable, it said that not all people who have heard the gospel will be saved.
啊，只有那些结出果子的人才是得救的人。
Only those who bears fruit will be saved.
然后从另外一个角度来看。
And from another point of view.
啊，不是所有听了福音进入教会的人都是得救的人。
Not all those who have heard the gospel and joined the church are saved.
啊，只有那些生命里面结出果子的人才是得救的人。
Only those people who bears fruit in their life are the saved.
因为主耶稣在马太福音第七章第二十节这么说。
Because Jesus said in Matthew chapter 7:21.
他说凡称呼我主啊主啊的人不能都进天国，唯独遵行我天父旨意的人才能进去。
Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father who is in heaven will enter.
所以在神的教会里面有真的信徒，也有假的信徒。
So in God's church, there is true believer and there are fake believer.
所以主耶稣说了这个撒网的比喻之后。
So after Jesus talked about this parable of the fish.
所以他在四十九节这么说。
In verse 49, he says,
他说世界的末日也是这样，天子要出来从义人中把恶人分别出来。
So it will be at the end of the age, the angels will come forth and take out the wicked from among the righteous.
所以在末日的时候，圣经说天使要把那些义人和恶人把他们分开。
So at the end times, then the angel is going to separate the righteous from the unrighteous.
那么好像撒网的人把那些好的鱼和不好的鱼把它分辨出来。
Just as the fishermen separate the good fish and the bad fish.
我们在主耶稣所说的比喻里面。
And in the parables Jesus have told.
啊，比如说这个五个聪明的童女，还有这个五个愚拙的童女的比喻。
For example, the parable of the five wise and the five foolish girls.
Virgins.
啊，
还有忠心和不忠心仆人的比喻。
The faithful and the unfaithful servants.
啊，羊和山羊的比喻。
The sheep and the goat.
啊，都有一个共同点。
Parable. They all have one similar point.
那也就是分开。
And it is separation.
因为聪明的童女还有那些愚拙的童女被分开。
Because the wise virgin are separated from the foolish virgins.
啊，忠心的仆人和不忠心的仆人也被分开。
The faithful are separated from the unfaithful.
啊，这个羊和山羊也被分开。
The sheep are separated from the goats.
啊，分开在圣经里面是指审判的意思。
Separation in the Bible is talking about judgment.
那审判就啊，在希伯来文跟中文和英文是指这个法官的任务。
Judging, the Hebrew's language, in Chinese, in English, is talk about the responsibility of a judge.
所以审判在希伯来文其中的一个意思就是区别或者分别的意思。
And one of the meaning of separation in the Hebrew language is discriminate.
啊，还有在希腊文，它希腊文是 krisis.
And in In Greek, it is krisis.
啊，是指分开的意思。
And it's talking about separation.
啊，英文字你知道 crisis 吗？
You know the English word crisis.
啊， crisis 就是危机的意思。
Crisis is crisis.
所以当一个人面对这个危机的时候，
So when a person faces a crisis,
啊，就好像被分开一样。
It's just as if he was separated.
然后你知道这个财主还有这个拉萨路的比喻，谈到财主在阴间。
And the parable of the wealthy man and Lazarus. The wealthy man was in the in Hades.
然后这财主在阴间很痛苦。
The wealthy man was suffering in Hades.
因为财主正面对这个审判。
Because he was facing judgment.
可以说面对一个危机。
We can say he was facing a crisis.
因为他被分开。
Because he was separated.
因此他对亚伯拉罕说。
So he asked Abraham.
希望亚伯拉罕打发这个拉撒路用这个指头尖点一点水来量量他的舌头。
He was asking Abraham to send Lazarus to go to him and dip a little bit of water to the tip of his tongue.
因为他在这个火焰当中感到非常的痛苦。
Because he was suffering in the flame.
啊，但是亚伯拉罕却对他说。
But Abraham told him.
啊，在你我之间有深渊的限定，以致人要从这边过到你那边是不能的。要从我那边过到我们这边也是不能的。
Between us and you, there is a great chasm fixed, so that those who wish to come over from here to you will not be able, and that none may cross over from there to us.
所以财主跟拉撒路已经被分开。
So the wealthy man has already been separated from Lazarus.
一个在阴间。
One is in Hades.
一个与神同在。
The other one was with God.
所以撒网的比喻，这个分开有两个特点。
So in this parable of the fish, there are two special characteristics.
第一个特点就是这个分开是永久的。
The first thing is the separation is eternal.
目前这个好的跟这个不好的混在一起。
Right now, the good and the bad are all mixed together.
所以教会里面有得救的人，也有不得救的人。
So in a church, there is the saved and the unsaved together.
当审判的日子到来的时候，
But when judgment time come,
神将会差派他的天使把这些得救的人和不得救的人把他们分开。
God will send forth his angel to separate the saved from the unsaved.
然后就好像使徒约翰在启示录这么说。
Just as the apostle John said in Revelation.
我又看见一个白色的大宝座，以坐在上面的从他面前天地都逃避。再无可见之处了。
Then I saw a great white throne, and him who sat upon it, from whose presence earth and heaven fled away, and no place was found for them.
我又看见死了的人，无论大小，都站在宝座前，案卷展开了，并且另有一卷展开，就是生命册，死了的人都凭着这些案卷所记载的照他们所行的受审判。
And I saw the dead, the great and the small, standing before the throne, and books were opened, and another book was opened, which is the book of life, and the dead were judged from the things which were written in this book, according to their deeds.
以四海交出其中的死人，死亡和阴间也交出其中的死人，他们就照个人所行的受审判。
And the sea gave up the dead which were in it, and the death and Hades gave up the dead which were in them, and they were judged, every one of them according to their deeds.
死亡和阴间也被扔在火湖里，这火湖就是第二次的死。
Then death and Hades were thrown into the lake of fire. This is the second death, the lake of fire.
若有人的名字没有记在生命册上，他就被扔在火湖里面。
And if anyone's name was not found written in the book of life, he was thrown into the lake of fire.
所有人名字没有被记在生命册的都被分开。
And so all those people whose name were recorded or are recorded in the book of life will be separated.
啊，就是与神永远的分开。
And it is to be separated from God eternally.
那么第二个特点，这个分开。
The second characteristic of this separation.
那么这个分开是先前预定的。
The separation was previously determined.
好，回到主耶稣所的说那个比喻。
So let's go back to the parable Jesus talked about.
也就是撒种的比喻。
And it is the parable of the seeds.
那么撒种的比喻谈到一个人出去撒种。
This parable of the seeds talk about a person going out to sow the seeds.
那么撒种的时候，有些种子掉在路旁。
And when he sowed the seeds, some of the seeds fell into the roadside.
有些种子掉在这个石头上。
Some fell into the shallow ground.
有些掉在这个荆棘里面。
Some fell into the cactuses.
也有一些掉在这个好土上。
And there are some that fell into good earth.
所以这些种子掉在这个四个不同的地方。
So these seeds fell into four different environments.
啊，只有掉在这个好土上的种子才健全的成长。
Only those seeds that have fallen into the good soil grow normally.
啊，并且结出果子来。
And also bears fruit.
那么同样的福音种子撒在不同的人的心里面。
And similarly, the seeds of the gospel are spread into different people's heart.
啊，只有一个相信悔改的人，这个种子在他的心里面成长。
Only the one who repent, the seed will grow.
啊，结出这个果子来。
And to bear fruit.
我们换句话说。
In other words,
有很多人听了这个福音。
There are many people who have heard the gospel.
也进入教会。
They also enter the church.
只有一些得到神的救恩。
Only some will receive salvation.
那么那些不得救的人，他的后果是怎么样的？
How about those who are not saved? What will happen to them?
那么主耶稣在第五十节这么说。
And Jesus said in verse 50.
他说丢在火炉里，在那里必要哀哭切齿。
And will throw them into the furnace of fire. In that place there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth.
那么这句经文说明一个地方和它的情况。
This verse talk about a place and the condition of that place.
啊，火炉在新约圣经里面是指地狱。
Furnace.A fire in the Bible is talk about hell.
我们在启示录二十章十四、十五节这么说。
So in Revelation chapter 20 verse 14 and 15 it says.
那死亡和阴间也被扔在火湖里，这火湖就是第二次的死。若有人名字没有记在生命册上的，他就被扔在火湖里。
Then death and Hades were thrown into the lake of fire.This is the second death and the lake of fire. And if anyone's name was not found written in the book of life, he was thrown into the lake of fire.
所以那些人名字没有被记在生命册上的，被扔在这个火湖或者这个地狱里面去。
So those people whose name were not recorded in the book of life will be thrown into the lake of fire or hell.
所以主耶稣以一个词句来形容这个地狱的情况。
Jesus used a expression to describe what is happening in the lake of fire.
他说在那里必要哀哭切齿。
He said there will be gnashing of teeth.
地狱是一个很痛苦的一个地方。
Hell is a very horrible place.
啊，在启示录二十章第十节这么说。
And in Revelation chapter 20 verse 10 it says,
那迷惑他们的魔鬼被扔在硫磺的火湖里，就是兽和假先知所在的地方，他们必昼夜受痛苦，直到永永远远。
And the devil who deceived them was thrown into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and the false prophetare also, and they will be tormented day and night forever and ever.
那么圣经说魔鬼跟这个兽或者敌基督还有假先知包括那些不得救的人将会在那里昼夜的受苦直到永永远远。
So the Bible said the devil, the beast, the false prophet and those who are non-believers will be thrown into the lake of fire, and there they will be tormented day and night forever.
啊，地狱是一个非常痛苦的一个地方。
So hell is a horrible place.
因为财主和拉撒路的比喻描述到财主在阴间所受的痛苦。
Because in the parable of the wealthy man and Lazarus, it described how the wealthy man was suffering.
啊，他在阴间受痛苦，举目远远的望见亚伯拉罕，又望见拉撒路在他怀里，就喊着说：“我主亚伯拉罕啊，可怜我吧。”打发拉撒路来用指头尖啊沾点水凉凉我的石头，因为我在这里火焰里极其的痛苦。
In Hades he lifted up his eyes, being in torment, and saw Abraham far away and Lazarus in his bosom, and he cried out and said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me, and send Lazarus so that he may dip the tip of his finger in water and cool off my tongue, for I am in agony in this flame.
哦，请注意最后的一句，就是极其的痛苦。在这个英文圣经 Amplified Bible， 它 translated 翻译成 in severe agony in this flame.
Please notice the last phrase. It says he is in agony in this flame, and in the Amplified Bible it says severe agony.
我们财主感到极其的痛苦，因为他正在这个火焰当中。
This wealthy man was in agony because he was in the midst of the flame.
啊，身在一个高温的地方是很难受的。
It is a very uncomfortable place to be, in places of high heat.
而1981年的夏天是德州有史以来最热的一个夏天。
In 1981, Texas,experienced the most high temperature in their history.
那么当时我在那边念大学。
I was there in at college right at that.
将近一个月半的时间，那个温度超过110。
For about a month and a half, the temperature was around 110.
啊，我还记得早上六点多的时候，温度是90多度。
I remember at 6:30 in the morning, the temperature was already mid-90s.
然后刚好我住在一个没有冷气的一个房子里面。
And I live in a place without any AC.
啊，真的是热到半死。
And I was half dead.
然后我的室友经常躺在这个浴缸里面。
My roommate would lay in the tub.
来凉凉他的身体。
To cool himself off.
啊，就好像财主叫亚伯拉罕拆这个拉撒路，用这个指头尖用点水来沾他的石头，凉凉他的石头一样。
Very much like this wealthy man who have asked Lazarus to come and dip his finger in water to cool off the tip of his tongue.
然后今天是100度。
Today's temperature is going to be 100.
你出去已经受不了。
When you go outside, it's going to be unbearable.
啊，那个时候德州110度，因为110度是很难受的。
And at that time in Texas, it was 110, which is unimaginable.
因为它的湿度又高。
Because of the high humidity.
真的是很难受。
It truly was unbearable.
其实在加州东部有一个地方叫做死亡谷。
In the eastern part of California is the Death Valley.
那可以说是美国最热的一个地方。
You can say it is the hottest spot in America.
在死亡谷里面有一个地方叫做火炉区。
And in the Death Valley, there is a place called Furnace Creek.
啊，在1913年7月10号的时候，这个地方的温度高达134度。
In 1913, July 10th, that Furnace Creek temperature was 134.
所以身在这么高温的地方，我想是非常的难受。
I think in a place like with such high temperature, it will be unbearable.
所以在地狱的温度，我想我不可以想象。
I cannot imagine the temperature in hell.
因为以赛亚书第33章第14节这么说。
In Isaiah 33 verse 14 it says,
他说锡安中的罪人都惧怕，不敬虔的人都占尽沼住。我们中间谁能以吞灭的火同住？我们中间谁能与永火同住呢？
Sinners in Zion are terrified. Trembling has seized the godless. Who among us can live with the consuming fire? Who among us can live with continual burning?
所以哀哭切齿这个词句，我们可以把它们分成两部分来看。
So gnashing of the teeth, we can separate it into two parts to look at it.
所以哀哭是指悲哀和懊悔的意思。
So the first part is sorrow and remorse.
那么切齿是指极大的忧虑和痛苦。
Gnashing is talking about great suffering and torment.
然后总而言之，地狱是一个很可怕的一个地方。
In other words, hell is a horrible place.
是一个很痛苦的一个地方。
It is a place of pain.
是一个人不应当去的一个地方。
It is a place where nobody should be.
因为主耶稣在马可福音第九章这么说。
Because Jesus said in Mark chapter 9,
他说倘若你一只手叫你跌倒，就把它砍下来。你切了一个肢体进入永生，强如有两只手落在地狱，人那不灭的火里去。倘若你一只脚叫你跌倒，就把它砍下来。
If your hand causes you to stumble, cut it off. It is better for you to enter life crippled than having your two hands to go into hell, into the unquenchable fire, where the worm does not die, and the fire is not quenched. If your foot causes you to stumble, cut it off. It is better for you to enter life lame than having your two feet to be cast into hell.
你瘸腿进入永生，强如有两只脚被丢在地狱里。
Where the worm does not die and the fire is not quenched.
倘若你一只眼叫你跌倒，就弃掉它，你只有一只眼进入神的国，强如有两只眼被丢在地狱里，在那里虫是不死的，火是不灭的。
If your eyes cause you to stumble, throw it out.It is better for you to enter the kingdom of God with one eye than having two eyes to be cast into hell, where their worm does not die and the fire is not quenched.
所以主耶稣说，宁愿有一只手、一只脚或者一只眼睛进入这个永生。
So Jesus said, it's better to go into eternal life with one eye, one hand, or one foot.
也不要有两只手、两只脚或者两只眼睛进入这个地狱。
And it's better than going to hell with both eyes, both hands, and both feet.
啊，换句话说，在世的时候。
In other words, while you're still alive.
宁愿有一只手。
It's better to have just one hand.
一只脚。
One foot.
一只眼进入这个永生。
One eye to go into eternal life.
好过有两只手、两只脚、两个眼睛，或者拥有世界的一切，进入这个地狱。
And it's better than having two eyes, two hands, two feet, or have everything in the world, but yet go into hell.
啊，这个就是耶稣所说的这个意思。
And so this is the meaning of what Jesus said.
那么可见地狱是一个非常可怕的一个地方。
So you can see hell is a horrible place.
所以当这个天国实现的时候，神将会施行他的审判。
So when the kingdom of heaven appears, God will bring his judgment.
那么神将会把这个义和恶把他们分开。
God will separate the righteous from the unrighteous.
把得救的人、把不得救的人把他们分开。
He will separate the saved and the unsaved.
然后不得救的人将会进入一个哀哭切齿的一个地方。
And the unsaved will go into a place where they will gnash their teeth.
然后圣经还说，在那里虫是不会死的。火是不会灭的。
And the Bible also said the worm does not die and the fire is unquenchable.
Let us 用点点时间来思想今天的信息。
Let us use some time to meditate on today's message.
那么当天国实现的时候，
When the kingdom of heaven is realized,
当主耶稣再来的时候，
When Jesus returned,
他要把这个恶和义分开，
He will separate the righteous and the unrighteous,
他要把得救的人和不得救的人分开，
He will separate the saved and the unsaved.
你是否做好准备？
Are you ready?
天父，求你帮助我们。
Heavenly Father, please help us.
求你帮助我们明白圣经所说的。
Help us to understand what is said in your word.
不要做一个愚昧的人。
Help us not to be foolish.
求主你帮助我们。
Please help us, Lord.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名求。
And we pray this in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.